A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
Score a bank account boosting 5k in cash simply by identifying Trevor Sinclair's former teammate from the following clues.
He played for Chelsea and West Ham. He won over 100 international caps. He scored a goal that wasn't a goal for England in South Africa.
Text WIN and your answer to 63320. Text costs £2 plus normal sending charge. Entries close 6pm tonight. 18 plus. Please gamble responsibly. See talksport.com/competitions for terms and conditions.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. It's a big clue in the title there. If you still don't know, then you should maybe seek medical help. Anyway, it's not really a question. I mean, you don't get a point. No, you do get a point. Well done, point. We start the podcast on the Breakfast Show with Alan Brazil, and this is the Middlesbrough boss, Neil Warnock, discussing VAR. And he had a few choice words for the PGMOL general manager. And of course, PGMOL stands for the... Well, it doesn't matter. I just have a listen to this.
Mike Riley's in charge of the referees. Mike Riley, when I first had him, I played at Hartlepool. He refereed me at Hartlepool. And this guy is black or white. He had no feeling for the game. He's no common sense. It's ruled. That's a rule that will be adhered to. He's in charge of the referees now, and they referee and they deal with VAR as if it's Mike Riley's told them what to do, because there's no common sense. There's no, you know, I mean, if you shouldn't be able to look at an instance more than once or twice and then it's not an obvious error. You should get a referee over to the monitor. I mean, well, the Van Dijk, what can you say? I mean, it's a tragedy. I don't know whether Jordan's even apologised. That's not been in the papers yet. But that was just something horrendous. Well, I've not seen much like that before.
And
quite. I mean, you're not going to get a simpler decision to make than that, are you? And to miss it, you know, you feel doubly. You know, I mean, you don't. I honestly don't think Jordan meant to hurt him. They don't. It's just that reckless. And to see a player like that out for 9 months or whatever it's going to be,
shocker,
and not got any punishment. It's not what VAR's all about. They really let themselves down this week.
Well, this is Carlo Ancelotti now defending Jordan Pickford on Everton TV ahead of the toughest clash with Southampton.
His intention was to try to catch the ball. It was not to hurt Virgil van Dijk. And after that, the reaction is too much to say that it was premeditated and this and that. In my opinion, is too much. And Virgil van Dijk knows this, that is football, and unfortunately, sometimes you can be injured.
I think his decision-making is just questionable at the moment.
Well, his decision-making in midweek caused a problem for England because he came out, pushed Walker in the back in that game against Denmark, and that led to the penalty.
Jordan is really sad, really disappointed, but to say that he was premeditated, he was stupid, is not fair. The fact that the Premier League is so fast is... it's not so difficult to arrive a little bit later.
Time now to turn our attention to Drive Time. Adrian Durham was back alongside Darren Goff. They discussed James Rodriguez's injury in the Merseyside derby. And Aid argued why Virgil van Dijk should face retrospective action for his challenge on the Colombian.
I went back and looked at this challenge, Virgil van Dijk on James Rodriguez, and it looks fairly innocuous. But actually, when you watch it a couple of times, you realise James Rodriguez gets to the ball first. Virgil van Dijk clobbers into James Rodriguez, and it's now caused an injury, meaning the Colombian is out of the game on Sunday, and, you know, we want to wait and see how long he's going to be out for. So all those who were saying there should be retrospective action against Jordan Pickford's and it should be serious action, would they now also say that there should be, when he's back fit again, retrospective action for Virgil van Dijk for causing an injury to James Rodriguez? I do hope not, because it's a very dangerous road to go down, isn't it?
Back now to breakfast with Alan Brazil. This is Jamie O'Hara, Danny Mills and Colton Cole. And the Times' Henry Winter, all discussing the current situation at Arsenal for Mesut Ozil after the German hit out after being left out of the club's Premier League squad for the season.
Look, it's frustrating having watched Ozil down the years, World Cups and also for Arsenal, and having interviewed him. There is a fantastic player there. He's 32 and I still think he's got a role to contribute at a decent sized club. There are certain things that only Ozil can do, but there are certain things that every player is expected to do nowadays, and that's contributed defensively. And Arsenal look a better balanced, more compact team without him.
He hasn't helped himself off the pitch as well, getting into like being an activist, almost getting into politics side of stuff where views might not align with the clubs, like even the Gunnosaurus thing. That's like going against the board, like kind of thing, because obviously they made a decision and he's coming from nowhere and saying, I'm going to do this. It kind of embarrasses the club a little bit.
Oh, brilliantly done by Ozil, who rounds the goalkeeper and taps it into the net. It's a sensational goal. Mesut Ozil has given Arsenal a 3-2 lead.
He does have a different style to everybody else. He does have this sort of this languid, some people call it lazy sort of style, but, you know, Chris Waddle had that sort of style. David Ginola, that style, people think, oh, they're not bothered, they're not trying. Actually, look at their stats, they are. He's an incredible talent, but he has to fit into your sort of system. But to leave him out of the 25 completely, I think there must be some sort of personality clash.
My job is to get the best out of every player to contribute to the team performance. And here I feel at the moment today that I fail because I want the best possible Mesut for the team.
Take money out of it. But he's a professional football player. He's going into work and he wants to play football. And he's not being given that chance. It's a tough situation. Now, I went through it myself, where you get cast aside. You're not allowed to be part of it. It really does mentally take a toll on you as a person.
Time now to check in with, the best show on national radio. My show, Andy Goldstein, Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. This is me and the fun boy taking calls on a busy night of Europa League football, and of course we were discussing Manchester United against Chelsea.
Bellerin making the run. The ball slid down the inside right channel and he's tapped it across the edge of the six-yard box. Aubameyang couldn't miss. And Arsenal have turned it around with 2 goals in 4 minutes.
Arsenal had a little bit of a trickier journey. They were 1-0 down to Rapid Vienna and they brought on Aubameyang, and in the end they just punished them with a little bit of quality they had. But it was one of those games they could have slipped up, but they didn't.
Heung-min Son made his run really well. It was nodded down to him, and from about the penalty spot, goalkeeper came out and he just slid it past him into the back of the net. Tottenham 3, Lask 0.
To be honest, we respect Lask. We saw the way they destroyed Sporting in Lisbon, and they are much better than what they looked, because we were taking it seriously.
From 12 yards, Iheanacho was able to stroke the ball into the corner of the net, adding to those earlier goals from Maddison and Barnes. We're midway through the second half, and this has been comfortable for the Foxes. It's Leicester 3, Zoya 0.
It was a perfect result for us. Someone just mentioned there it was the biggest win in European football for Leicester City, so that was nice. Yeah, defensively, you want to, you know, not concede. You can see that, you know, they're an experienced team. They play a system that really tests you. So, yeah, overall, for the players and the team, it's a really good start in the group. It's nice to get the win in the first game and get off to a good start.
It's a simply incredible goal from Kemar Roofe on his return to the Rangers team. And Rangers are set to pick up all 3 points on their travels. Standard Liège 0, Rangers 2.
It will obviously be Rangers to get all the back page headlines tomorrow. And rightly so, 2-0 win away at Standard Liège. Great win for them.
It's a really good win there. That's, you know, for... I think any Scottish side to go away at a club like that that's got European pedigree to come away with a win. They had some good results, Rangers, in recent seasons under Stevie Gerrard.
2 defeats in a week for Celtic. It finished Celtic 1, AC Milan 3.
I'm disappointed we've lost. I thought we deserved something out of the game against a very good side. I thought we were, in particular in the second half, very, very good. And even in the first half, we got into good areas in the box and our final ball let us down, and that has to be better at this level.
What did you make of that Celtic result? Because we've talked about Scottish football through no fault of their own. They don't have the money we got down south, I know that.
But they're against Milan, you know, they're up against one of the European heavyweights.
We have Celtic fans phone us up all the time and tell us how big Celtic are as a club.
We've had this conversation many, many times. They're just not in around the big boys now, are they, Celtic? Mm. They just can't.
It's fired in, and Chelsea have the lead. And Manchester United have really rediscovered their mojo here tonight. And it's live and only on TalkSport.
Who's the game bigger for?
I think it's huge for both. Imagine if, okay, let's put it this way, right? Just face this scenario for a quick sec. We beat you 3-0.
Mm.
You beat us 3-0,
yep.
Right? Whatever way you look at it, it's dreadful for the opposition, isn't it?
Yes.
3-0 defeat. Because you've not won at home yet. You played two games in the league.
Mm.
You got beat by Palace, beat by Spurs. Your away record is phenomenal. I don't think you've been beaten since January. Home form is poor. So I expect him to play this game a little bit like an away side, not too dissimilar to the way you played in the first game of the season. Sitting deep and look to counterattack. And Chelsea should... Look, we know what's coming. We've got our eyes wide open going into this game. Okay. We know what's coming.
Now, following reports that Mason Greenwood has been warned about his behaviour by Manchester United following recent issues, including timekeeping problems, Simon Jordan, Katie Price's ex-husband, and the former Spurs midfielder Jeremy O'Hara both warn the youngster that lateness could be the tip of the iceberg for his problems.
It's unprofessional, especially at a club like Manchester United. Like, they'll have a fine list and he'll be getting fined, but it's not the point. It's a learning curve for him. He's still 19. He's a young lad. He's going to make mistakes, right? So, but that for me is you have to do it day in, day out. You have to be disciplined and, you know, being late is sloppy. It's unprofessional. So you knock it on the head, because I think if you're sloppy in the way that you conduct yourself off the pitch, it will eventually start doing it on the pitch.
Unfortunately, this morning it was brought to my attention that two boys have broken the COVID guidelines in terms of our secure bubble.
The challenge is here is that this kid's opened the door now by the stupid, absurd, ridiculous behaviour when he went away on England duty. He's opened the door. It's open season now on him, and anything you can find and anything that will be found on him will be found and put into the public domain to illustrate a certain type of creed and culture. I was 19 years of age working in the city, and I knew that I had to be on time. And if I wasn't on time working in the IT business that I worked in, I'd lose my job. And it shouldn't be any different in football, besides the fact that we've got this public domain business and overinflated salaries and young kids heralded and championed by grown men singing their names when they're 17 years of age.
Now, the Sheffield United boss, Chris Wilder, has been speaking to TalkSport ahead of the game with Liverpool on Saturday. It's part of game day, would you believe, live on TalkSport. I've already told you that. He told James Savunja that he wouldn't think twice about starting Rian Brewster against his former club. Well, of course he wouldn't. He's bought him. He now plays for Sheffield United. Why would he think twice? Why would he go, should I play him because he doesn't play for them anymore? Of course he shouldn't do that.
No hesitation, really. So he's pushing, as we talked about last week before the game. Obviously, natural ability and talent is there to be seen by everybody, and everybody's seen that already. It's just obviously from the physical side of it, you know, not opening him up to injury, damaging him early on in his Sheffield United career, because we want him to play. We want to get him into the team. But always the big decision from the manager is the timing of that. But certainly a week's training wouldn't have done him any harm at all, and he's been bright and bubbly and definitely in our thoughts to start on Saturday evening.
Liverpool without Van Dijk, Alisson, potentially Joel Matip as well. How much do you think that could change the dynamic of the game?
Sheffield United without Jack O'Connor, Mousset and Flake, there's always, you know, there's always players that are going to be out injured, and obviously they've had a really good run at it, as we did last year, and it affects consistency, and it affects rhythm. It has done from our point of view. I'm not so sure how much it would do from their point of view, because of the world class players that they've got to come into the positions that are obviously vacated. We all want our best team out there. We all want our most consistent team out there. And it doesn't make the task any easier with those players missing. There'll be players that can comfortably step in as they did last night. The performance level of the team really didn't dip, and I'm not expecting it to do on Saturday.
And just finally from me, Chris, another match this weekend behind a paywall. Are you surprised it's going to cost Sheffield United fans £14.95 still to watch the game this weekend after all the complaints we had in recent days?
Yeah, a lot has been said, and I spoke about it last week. You know, I made my points clear on it last week. It's far from ideal. My job is to, you know, is to sympathise as well as I obviously do. Hugely sympathise with what's happening, not just with that, but other situations in football. But focus, as you can imagine, James has been trying to affect what I can affect, which is the team, and trying to pick the right team and get them in the right frame of mind for an incredibly tough game on Saturday night.
Over now to kick off with Hugh Wozencroft, the Mirror's assistant editor Darren Lewis, and the Manchester City legend Sean Gota talking football.
And here's Aguero inside the penalty area. Sergio Aguero!
Oh my God!
The Barclays Premier League!
When you look at the fact that Ronaldo, at the age he is, looking after himself, banging goals at the highest level, still doing the business, you realise age, if you look after yourself, is just a number. And I think there are some players about whom it is not about the numbers, it is about the quality. And Sergio Aguero belongs up there with the greats. When you see him play, he is still one of Europe's best goal scorers, and for me there's not a doubt about giving him a new deal. I think that, as you were saying, Sean, Haaland learns from somebody like Aguero. If he doesn't want to, then his attitude isn't right, because you should want to learn from the greats, and he is one of the best goal scorers we have ever seen in the top division of English football and in Europe as well.
And we'll check in again with The Breakfast Show and Jamie O'Hara on Carlton Cole's attempts at Scottish and Yorkshire accents. And as they say, oh, this will be good, won't it?
Right, it's time for the TalkSport Breakfast Quiz, simply the best. Today, Carlton Scotsman Cole.
Morning, guys. Gonna do that. I'm a pure Nick.
Takes on Jamie Yorkshireman O'Hara.
Hey, yop. Don't talk soft, lad. This is the best cup of tea I've had in years.
That's a bit of scouse,
oh my gosh.
Okay,
disgraceful. Please.
This is absolutely ridiculous. Look at this.
I'm not having that, Al. I find it hard to listen to Goffy.
That's it for another podcasting. Let me tell you about lots and lots of live football you can hear across the TalkSport network between now and Monday. So, tonight at 7:45, live and exclusive to TalkSport 2, you can hear commentary from the Championship of Nottingham Forest against Derby. Then on Saturday, it's game day, would you believe? Yeah, we love game day. Yeah, we do love game day. So it all begins at 12:30, live and exclusive commentary of West Ham against Manchester City. Don't forget, of course, from 2:30, you can hear Game Day Live with Adrian Durham. Then at 5:30, it's the Sports Bar Derby, Manchester United against Chelsea. Hope you lose. That's live and exclusive to TalkSport. Make sure you tune in to hear United beat Chelsea by 3-1. And then at 8 p.m, we round things off as Liverpool lose at home to Sheffield United. Again, live and exclusive to TalkSport. They won't be losing that one, sadly. That's it. I'm back today at 4 p.m. on Drive Time, would you believe? Alongside Darren Bent. And then you can hear me again on the Sports Bar on Monday night after Spurs travel to Burnley in the Premier League. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing out Monday morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, have a great weekend. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.